4 years ago, Vermont's state colleges were on the brink of collapse. Northern Vermont University, Castleton University, and Vermont Technical College were struggling with declining enrollment and a massive deficit, problems that were exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. And officials warned they might need to close some of the schools. Instead, in 2023, in an effort to preserve the schools, the state consolidated them under the umbrella of a single new school, Vermont State University. In collaboration with the Hechinger Report, Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has more on how the new institution is faring.
Ramonda Parchment needed an internship this past fall. She couldn't find anything in Castleton, where she attended college. The 23-year-old English major did find one at her hometown newspaper, the Hardwick Gazette. Parchment moved back home, started covering town meetings, and took her other classes at the nearby Vermont State University campus in Johnson, rather than driving 2 hours to Castleton. Prior to the merger, when Johnson and Castleton were separate institutions, switching schools would have been trickier.
The transfer process was pretty much eliminated because all I had to do when registering for this semester's classes was just look and make sure that they were hosted on the Johnson campus.
Parchment isn't the only student who's found new opportunities thanks to the merger. Lily Hudson, who studies early childhood education at the Castleton campus, says she's glad to have access to classes at other campuses. Though Hudson says there seem to be fewer people around Castleton.
I don't know if I should say, but like party-wise, like camaraderie and like students knowing each other, I think is quite different.
Parties aside, more than a year into the merger, there are signs of success. This fall, first-year enrollment was up 14%, and there's been an uptick in students in the plumbing and electrical apprenticeship programs. VTSU President David Berg says the university is working to appeal to students' interests.
And making sure we're positioning our students for well-paying jobs, but also jobs that are really needed here in Vermont.
These public universities fill an important need in Vermont. Three-quarters of the 4,800 students are Vermonters, and nearly half are the first in their family to go to college. By comparison, only a quarter of the University of Vermont's students are from here. But the survival of these institutions was not a foregone conclusion. The state colleges struggled for years. Enrollment was down, dorms were empty, and with declining numbers of high school grads in Vermont, the future looked bleak. Then the COVID-19 pandemic hit.
I looked at it like, okay, we have a fleet, and occasionally you need to sacrifice a ship to make sure that the fleet is going to stay intact.
That's Jeb Spaulding. He was the chancellor of the state college system in 2020. That spring, he proposed closing Northern State University, which had campuses in Linden and Johnson, and Vermont Technical College in Randolph. Castleton and VTC's Williston campus would remain open. The public and political backlash was swift. Within days, the closure plan was withdrawn and Spaulding resigned.
There were people that came up and said, Jeb, you did that on purpose because you knew that the legislature would now have to come in and put money in. That's not what was happening. You know, we were under the impression that there was no more money. The Coast Guard was not coming and we had to save ourselves.
The state decided to consolidate the universities and keep all the campuses open. But the new institution was ordered to cut spending by 15%. One way they've saved money is by creating a single leadership structure. There's now only one college president, not three. But some measures have been controversial, like reducing faculty and consolidating and eliminating some academic programs, like forestry and photography.
And some of the cuts came in places where we didn't think it made the most sense.
Sebastian Lurie works at Castleton and is co-president of the union representing administrative staff. He says decisions about layoffs and program cuts were top-down.
I think the overwhelming feeling is that decision makers just looked at numbers and stats and decided this is what we're going to do without talking to people in the programs.
There have been other controversies. The first president of the newly merged institution proposed ditching physical library books for a digital collection and getting rid of some sports teams. That plan did not go through, and the president resigned after less than a year in office. And while enrollment is up, Vermont State University is not out of the woods. Berg, VTSU's president, says there's still a $25 million deficit and the campuses are overbuilt by 30%.
We have some excess residential capacity on some of our campuses. We have some administrative spaces that we don't fully utilize or need to the same degree.
It's not clear how VTSU will address its excess infrastructure, but there's little appetite to close any campuses. Parchment, the student from Hardwick, says it's important to have rural campuses that reflect the communities that she and her peers grew up in. It's also more affordable. UVM's $16,000 tuition for Vermonters is out of reach for most of the people Parchment grew up with.
I know a lot of my classmates from Hazen, they chose Johnson and Lyndon straight out because the financial aid and the commuting distance made it really worth it.
Parchment graduated in December. She says she's planning to stay in Vermont and hopefully keep writing for her local paper. For Vermont Public, I'm Liam Elder Connors.